Good morning. My guest this morning is Brian Griffith from the room next door, actually.
That's right. Just long commute.
The Brian Griffith from The Morning Show. Good morning.
Hello. How are you, Roland?
I'm great.
It's nice to be on this side of the microphone.
Yes, right. You can just relax and tell me about the Petaluma Music Festival.
Well, this is a great thing. There are a lot of music festivals all through the summer, but very few of them are nonprofit. And this is a nonprofit music festival. And the whole goal of the music festival is to raise money for the music programs in the Petaluma Public Schools.
That's terrific.
And in the years that we've been doing this, I believe this is the sixth annual, we have raised close to $100,000.
Excellent.
Yes.
It's in a way, it's too bad that the schools have to get money this way, but it's a blessing that guys like you and the people that you're working with on this festival are getting together and doing stuff like this.
Well, somebody's got to do it, you know?
Exactly. So it's all happening on Saturday, August the 2nd.
That's correct.
On three separate stages.
That's right. It's at the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds in Petaluma, and we have three different stages. Music goes all day, starting about noon and goes till 9 o'clock at night, and lots of, I think there are 15 total bands. Headlining are Galactic and the Mother Hips. Also, from the Mother Hips, Tim Bloom and his wife, Nikki Bloom. They have a side project called Broke Down in Bakersfield with members of ALO, and they do a lot of the great old country tunes. David Lenning will be performing, the T-Sisters. Oh, you got the list right there in front of you.
Right, yeah,
Levi Lloyd, the Pine Needles, the Market Farmers Band, the Highway Poets. Some jazz, some Zydeco. There's something for everybody, all different genres of music all day long.
You see music come by you every day,
mm-hmm.
And particularly you concentrate on new things and local things.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the groups that particularly jump out of this page to
you?
Well,
the ones that I suggested that ended up being booked for the festival are our friend David Lenning and his band, and the T-Sisters from the East Bay, the wonderful trio of sisters that sing such sweet harmonies.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had something to do. We wanted to get Tim and Nikki to play again. We had Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers for several years, two years running, and so we couldn't get them because they're doing Outside Lands, but we did get the next best thing, which is Broke Down in Bakersfield.
Are these performances staggered so that you can see a large number of the people
mm-hmm.
who are playing?
Yeah, it's all staggered. So if you want to leave the main stage area and go to the second stage, there's a break, you know, while we're setting the next band up. So every time there's a break, there's a band playing on another stage. And it's a family-friendly festival. I want to reiterate that. We have a kids section. You know, since it's for the kids to begin with, we want, you know, whole families, and they do. Whole families come to this festival and have a really good time. One of our biggest sponsors, of course, Lagunitas. We have to shout out to Lagunitas because they've helped us day one.
They just do it again and again and again, don't they? They're so reliable in their presence in the community and their contributions to the community.
Reliable and generous.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So are you going to be emceeing?
I will be emceeing all three stages.
All three stages?
Yes. This will be the third year in a row that I've emceed.
I knew you were more than one person.
Yes. So I have to put on my sneakers because I'm running back and forth. And you'll see me. I'm literally running back and forth from stage to stage.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
that's
fun. Yeah.
That's a great thing to do.
And it's a great day. In the past, we've had bands like Charlie Musselwhite has played. Booker T. Jones has played. Jackie Green. It's great music for a really good cause. And as I said, there are so many music festivals to choose from throughout the area, but this is one of the few, if not the only one that I know of, this nonprofit.
Well, I'd tell you to break a leg, but I don't want to do that.
No, that
But I will say that this sounds like one of those events that it would be a good idea to get your tickets as quickly as possible.
You can get them in advance. Go to the website, petalumamusic.org. There will be tickets available at the gate, but they cost an extra $5 if you wait till the day of the show.
There you go.
$40 is the cost for, as I said, 15 bands. Of course, there's discounts for kids. And I want to once again say it's a family-friendly event. We'll be bringing our little one. So there's lots of fun stuff for the kids to do.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. And thanks for listening. Be sure to attend Petaluma Music Festival Saturday, August 2nd at the Fairgrounds in Petaluma. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.